Blog Talk Radio.
Already know, baby, it's your boy Tetra Belaz.
Hey, yo,
doctor.
What is up, man? How are you doing?
Dude, I'm doing good. But anyways, I know this little lady, right?
Yeah,
and she's kind of cute. And the only music she dances to is the electronica music. You feel me?
Dude, electronica, I feel you, man.
So I think the only song that suits this person is, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
You can get with this? Or, nah, I got you. I'll play it right now. Fist pumping right now. Fist pumping. Fist pump. Oh. You guys already know it's that doctor.
Oh, it's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor. Bones, I just want to say something. This next song, we had prom this week Saturday, you know what I'm saying? And,
okay.
Yeah, I went with this girl and she was like, I didn't think this was going to happen, you know? And this song came on and, you know, like fire started raining down from the heavens, you feel me?
Yeah. I feel you. Apollo, the sun god himself.
One more time. It's that doctor.
It's a doctor!
Rap, isn't it? No joke. You can rap that, huh?
Hey, dude, I could, but, dude, have you ever listened to the lyrics? Like, everything of that song, it's so dirty.
That song is horrible, you know? Like, it's just
he said something like, if it doesn't fit, keep pushing until it does.
I know. You know, I feel you. He's talking about, like, animal sex. It's really bad.
Bestiality over here.
It's a bad song, guys, but how you guys doing? It's been a while, you know?
It's been a whole, was it 2 weeks?
It's been 2 weeks since I talked to you guys, man. Oh.
Dang, oh, I hate this stupid show.
I want to take a break again, you know? No, I'm just kidding, guys. Today's Warped Wednesday. Our first one, man. It's going to be, I can't even explain it. I'm 420, you know?
Hey, I'll explain it for you, baby. It's called Warped Wednesday.
Okay, what do we do?
Hey, we get warped on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
No, but, you know, all the bands, you know, I mean, not all of them, but, you know, some bands, they're going to be on the warp.
No. Most of the bands. I'm talking about, like, every single one.
Hey, don't interrupt me.
Okay.
Again.
Sorry, baby.
Hey, you know, but, you know, a lot of the bands are going to be on the warp tour. You know, you're going to be on Wednesdays, hence the name Warped,
Warped Thursday? No, it's Warped Wednesday. You feel me?
You guys want to do a Warped Friday? No.
Yeah,
it's not an alliteration. Yeah.
Exactly. It does not work. But, guys, it's going to be amazing. I can't even explain. Today we have a Bad Rabbit t-shirt to give away. We have Bad Rabbit stickers to give away. Bad Rabbit CDs. And you're thinking, who's Bad Rabbits? Oh, they're going to be on the show tonight. I forgot to tell you that.
Yeah. Bad Rabbits. You know, a nice band.
Guys, I can't even. I'm going to give you a clip here. Forget you. You don't even deserve it.
Hey, yeah, they do, but don't play it right now.
I'm not going to play it yet. But, guys, their music sounds like a combination of Prince, Michael Jackson, with some Lupe Fiasco. Mixed with some Mos Def. Mixed with, I mean, it's just beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
Naming off black people. No, but seriously, it's really good. I'm serious, guys. Like, it's G, you know?
I think it's G. I'm not sure.
It's really
but...
G. But, guys, speaking of what we've been doing these past weeks, why didn't we have shows last week? Last week, Wednesday, Arcade Fire concert. Let me just say, breathtaking. Literally, I have a baby.
Hey, doctor, did it take your breath away?
It took my breath away.
Okay.
It got me pregnant. You know, I feel the baby inside of me now. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm going to have a little
bit. It's a music baby.
A music baby. Next day, I saw the Black Keys. Boom. Double. I'm having twins, man.
Hey, doctor. Were their keys black or no?
Dude, their keys were orange. It was weird, you know?
Why would they be called the Black Keys? That's just stupid.
I have no idea, dude. But it was amazing. I mean, two great concerts. And then Saturday, what do we do Saturday? You got to tell me. You got to tell me how the night went. What do we do Saturday? I don't even know.
No, I was asleep Saturday, bro. I didn't even
You didn't wake up for anything.
I was at home sleeping away like a baby, catching some Z's.
Let the people across the nation know what we did on Saturday.
You know, hey, guys, we had our prom on Saturday.
We did.
You know, we did prom things.
I don't know what that means, but...
it was pretty fun, guys. You know, good prom, good stuff, good music.
We ate at this place called Buca de Pepo. Shout out to Buca, you know. Outrageous prices. Dude, the whole Buca de Pebble staff is listening right now. I just want to throw a shout out to them.
Oh, yeah.
They are, all of them. They told us, remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember when they took fake pictures with the fake camera.
Guys, check this out. So we're sitting there. There's like about eight of us there or something. Yeah, there's eight of us there because two people weren't there yet. And we're just chilling there, you know? And then the lady comes up and she's like, you know, we're going to take pictures of prom parties, you know?
Yeah, we're going to make a collage out of it. You know, we do that every time we have, you know, somebody has prom here.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, okay, no problem. So
yeah, so we're all posing, stacking, showing
her
muscles.
Poses, I'm taking my jacket out, showing her my vest. She's like, oh, it's nice. And then I had some ice cream. I turn and look, out of the corner of my eye, Tetris Season 2, it's his mom.
Yeah, I pop my head out, and I see a little Cardinals jersey.
Exactly.
And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Oh, no. He runs over there. And beats her silly.
I beat her with a stick, guys.
Guys, he beats her with some spaghetti meatballs he found. And first of all, those spaghetti meatballs are the size of your head. They're like $8 a meatball. It's crazy, guys. I'm not even kidding. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do on the 702, you know? You feel me?
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do when you do it, you know?
Guys, tonight, Bad Rabbits are on Warp Wednesday. Next week, I think we have this band called Lion Eyes on. And the week after that, I don't know, but it's all leading up to Gym Class Heroes. They're going to be on our show, too. That's going to be a big thing, you know?
Yeah, buzzing.
Bazinga. I missed you guys. I'm serious. I mean, I was just chilling, working these past few weeks. I'm like, man, I miss those guys. You feel me?
Yeah, like, we don't see any of you guys, and we don't know who's listening.
Exactly.
But we have no idea.
No, I feel for you guys. Like, I'm serious. Like, it sounds weird, but I really do. Like, I'm sitting down at work, and I'm like, you know, I want to do the show right now. Like, I miss it. You feel me?
Yeah, like, I want to hear Dr. Bone's beautiful voice.
I mean, I do what I got to do sometimes, but, I mean, really, guys, I love you guys. No homo, all the homo.
All homo. Hey, all bromo, no
all
homo.
All bromo, homo. Let's do this. I want to interview the Bad Rabbits. We're going to do that right now.
We're going to call Graham and...
Salim. Graham and
Salim.
It's going to be great, guys. We're going to talk about Warped Tour. We're going to talk about their new album, because they released the EP... called Stick Up Kids, and we're going to be giving it away today, signed by them, and a lot more other stuff. But I'm going to play a song called Girl I'm Like Damn by...
Hey,
and it has, that's the name of the song, and features Travis McCoy. So I hope you guys like it, man.
Hey, doctor, let me go set this up real quick.
Set it up. I'm going to dedicate the song to somebody, you know who you are. Here we go, baby.
Thank you.
Bad Rabbits.
Look at her. Girl I'm Like Damn. Baby, and it's like every Friday, just get a glimpse of my heart, babe, just by yourself.
no Marys.
Song. Tetra, are we joined by Salim and Graham?
Hey, Doctor, you guys, you already know. Both naked, apparently.
Both naked? that's good stuff, man. Say, thank you guys so much for joining us, man. It's like super late over there, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's like 12:45 our time.
That's like, you guys are dedicated.
Oh, good, man. Thanks for having us.
No problem, man. No problem. All right, so for all the people out there, I mean, because we got people just bombarding us today with all these emails, like, who are the Bad Rabbits? I've never heard of these cats before. Who are the Bad... Let them know. I mean, who are the Bad Rabbits? How'd you guys get started?
We got started in college, like, basically, what was it? I don't know, like, 7 or 8 years ago. And
yeah, 2003, I think.
Yeah, Bad Rabbits actually started 3 years ago, but as, like, a formation of another band that we were in. We were in college, so it's... Yeah, I guess that's basically like the short version. That's like the super, super short version.
Okay. Where did you guys originate from? Like, where are you guys all from?
Well, we all met at school in Boston. We were all going to different schools around the area at the time, and then we just kind of started playing together one way or another. We all just kind of got together. You know, things were going well, and we just kept it moving. And, like, after 5 years, we stopped our old band, and we started Bad Rabbits, and things have just been doing really well for us.
They have. You guys have, like, a really, really unique sound. I mean, how can you guys describe it? Like, what kind of sound are you guys trying to bring to the table?
I mean, there's not really – I mean, people call it all kinds of different stuff. Like, I personally would probably call it pop R&B because that's probably the easiest way to describe it without kind of venturing too far into the typical, like, pop, R&B, rock, metal, jazz description that basically every band gives, but it kind of spawned from a lot of influences of, like, Prince and Morris Day and the Time and Sex Swing era and basically Michael Jackson, kind of us doing a modern, kind of basically just drawing influences from our inspirations and kind of putting our own spin on it.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Yeah, I would call it Bad Rabbit. That's what I would categorize it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's all those things Salim said, and then, you know, the time that the five of us were growing up, like, you know, we were listening to stuff like the Deftones and Nirvana and Foo Fighters and Green Day and the Smashing Pumpkins, so, like, we have, like, influence from more rock-based stuff, and that's, like, kind of what we bring to the table in our live shows.
Okay, yeah, cool. How'd you guys get the name Bad Rabbits, you know?
We got a buddy, actually. I guess the short version of this story is we have a buddy named Gavin Castleton, who's an incredible songwriter, and we were on tour with him, I want to say like 4 or 5 years ago, and he has a song actually called Bad Rabbits that we performed with him on the tour, and it was basically one of the only names that all five of us, actually seven of us at the time, could agree on. I mean, we had a long list of just some of the crappiest names of all time, so... Bad Rabbits is the one that stuck the most. We didn't kill each other trying to decide on.
Do you remember any of the names you guys were going to, like, go with besides Bad Rabbits?
Good Rabbits, maybe.
Ooh. Yeah, there were some pretty terrible names. I can't remember them all, but that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Butt Munch.
What are you going to say?
We said Butt Munch?
No, no, go. Yeah.
That would have been good, too.
That would have been good, too. You know, you could have done that, too. So have you guys ever played out here in Arizona or no?
We have once.
Once?
Yeah. We played in Scottsdale at, oh, man, I can't even remember what the venue was called, but we played there with Foxy Shazam on our first national tour. It was mad fun.
That's nice. So you guys' EP, Stick Up Kids, are you guys going to come out with a new album? Are you guys writing any material right now?
Graham?
Yeah. We have a couple projects in the works right now. At the end of the year, we're going to be putting out our first full length, which was produced by Teddy Riley, who did a bunch of Michael Jackson albums
and Blackstreet and Lady Gaga and Bobby Brown. And we're also writing an EP that we're planning on releasing this year with our buddy Brad Lewis, who's a producer out of San Francisco.
Yeah, well, that's really nice.
How did you guys get on, like, the Warped Tour?
I think we just got submitted. Like, our agents are really awesome. This dude, Justin Bridgewater, I think he has a good relationship with whoever does the booking for Warped Tour, whether it's Kevin Lyman himself or the actual, I guess, the talent buyer. And we kind of just lucked out, and we're super fortunate and stoked to be on it, because the Warped Tour is definitely one of those tours that kind of carries its, I don't know, prestige, if you will. It's just an honor to be on it, because I remember going to Warped Tour when I was a kid, and to be one of those bands this year is pretty cool.
Totally. I mean, a lot of crazy things happen at Warped Tour, but adding on to that question, what's some of the, like, what comes to your mind, like, what's some of the craziest things you guys have ever seen on tour? Can you think of any right now? It can be anything.
I think you've been in just some of the most weirdest places where, like, just if you look at us on paper, our diversity, like, just the way we look, two black dudes, one of them is an African, a Jewish dude, a Spanish or Argentinian dude, an Indian drummer. You know, cruise through the middle of the country and kind of hop out of our haggard-ass Corvette gas or whatever to get food in Iowa or wherever the hell we are. Just people look at us like we're absolutely crazy. Sure, they're not used to seeing anything like that, you know?
Totally, I bet.
We kind of go to, like, a random diner and take over, and people are just, like, we're just, like, loud and obnoxious and funny people, so people are just all looking over and being like, what are these dudes doing right now?
They're like, oh, typical Bad Rabbit.
Remember that dude in Salt Lake City? Oh, yeah, the dude who was, like, the crazy dude we were sitting next to? Yeah, we went to Denny's, which is, like, the worst thing ever. We went there. It was this dude next to us just legitimately sitting there talking to himself and drawing pictures of women on his notebook. And he's, like, basically cursing and swearing out loud, like, in the open, getting up and pacing around the room. It was crazy.
I'd be tripping out.
It's fun, though. It's like everywhere we go, like, you know, we get to meet a lot of cool people and a lot of really weird people, too.
Totally.
Yeah, you get the good at the bad, you know, or the bad at the good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are some, like, I don't know if both of you write, but what are some of the influences you guys pick up on when you're writing, when you're doing your writing? Like, what do you base it off of?
I mean, me personally, a lot, these are just all of us in the room kind of together. There's no particular writer. It's kind of just, I mean, as corny as it sounds, just kind of whatever comes out. Like, for the song structures that we have, I mean, Grant will come up with the bass line first, and we'll kind of build around that, or whether it's a drum beat or a guitar melody or something like that. It's kind of just, it just happens. There's no, like, really rhyme or reason.
Yeah, totally. Cool. So, the question I have, what do you guys have playing on your iPod right now? I mean, what are you bumping right now?
I just, like, 5 minutes ago just downloaded the new Tesseract album called One. It's one of the best albums I've heard in a really long time.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, this crazy metal band from the UK, I think. And then this dude, The Weeknd, I think he's from Toronto. We've all just been crushing. And then, of course, like, our buddy Brad Lewis.
Yeah.
He's got this B-tape called, I think it's, you know what, I can't remember the name of it, Science of something. But if you basically go to our Tumblr, which is badrabbits.com, it'll link you right to the Tumblr. There's a link where you can go and download the his mixtape, or his basically B-tape, and it's awesome. It's basically, we played in the van on our epic long drive in this last tour.
Totally. That's what I was going to say. You guys, your EP, Stick Up Kids, is for free. How did you guys come up with that? How did you guys want to put it out for free?
We just basically, I mean, we put it out for free, but we also put it on iTunes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's on Amazon. It's like, we basically just wanted to put it out there in any way possible. So, like, the people who are going to go to iTunes and pay $5 for an album, they can buy it. And the people who are not going to pay money for an album and are going to download it illegally anyway, just give it to them for free. You know, hopefully, like, it just, the music stands for itself and people like it enough to come see a show, buy a T-shirt, and maybe, you know, pick up our next album.
Totally. That's a genius idea. I mean, why? So,
Where's one of your, like, favorite places to play at, you know, when you guys go playing?
I personally love San Francisco. And
yeah, definitely.
Try, trying to think. I mean, hometown shows are always dope.
Yeah.
It was really cool, too, like Denver a lot.
Totally.
We've been fortunate to, like, to really build in New York, too, which is a great music town. And I don't know, we've been playing there for a long time and have a lot of good friends there now, so it's fun to play.
Totally. So we'll kind of run low on time because we got to give away the T-shirts and stickers and stuff, and we really appreciate it. But our last question, so we end every band on, what personal advice do you both have to any of the aspiring bands that are out there trying to make it right now?
You want to go first, Graham?
Sure, yeah. I mean, just do you. Be yourself. Don't try to do what everyone else is doing. Just be yourself and do what, you know, comes natural. Yeah.
I like that.
Just to be friends. That's the most important thing. Because if you don't like people you're making music with, you're not going to make good music. So, I mean, we don't take ourselves very seriously, like on a friendship level. We draw, it's like we're basically 13-year-olds at all times. Like any part of, we basically just don't take yourself too serious and always have fun with your friends.
Cool, yeah. So do your friends, right?
What's that?
So, anyway.
I hope we could swear or not.
Yeah, if you really want to do it, you gotta work your fucking ass off.
There
no
you
doubt
go.
About that.
Exactly. And I
appreciate. Should make
that
a T-shirt or something.
You should put that on a T-shirt. Sell it to little kids.
Work your fucking ass off.
Yeah, exactly. Put on little toddler's little bibs. You know, it'd be beautiful.
Giant right. Ass with a hard hat. That's working.
Exactly. All right, man. It's been good, man. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the show, man.
Thanks for having us, man.
No problem. Really appreciate
it.
All right, man.
Bye. Right.
That was good stuff.
Good stuff, man. Bad Rabbits. I'm most excited for them to see them on the Warped Tour because they just bring such a fresh sound, you know? Like, you don't hear that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't unless you listen to Bad Rabbits.
Unless you listen to Bad Rabbits, you don't hear that kind of sound. You feel me?
Okay.
But let's get down to business. I'm going to give away these T-shirts and stickers. The T-shirt we're going to do right now in the air, CD... and stickers, you guys, I'll tell you right now, here we go. But let's do this T-shirt thing, hold on, Tetra, can you, hold on.
Hey, I got you.
Let me set the computer up, hold on. All right, you guys know the deal. You go to the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show .webs.com. You go to our contact us, the secret, what's the secret word for today, Tetra?
You want me to do this?
You do it.
All right, one word? It's one word.
One word.
All right, ready, guys?
The first person to do this, you get a Bad Rabbit T-shirt, size small, so don't do it if you're half fat.
All right, get ready.
Yo.
Super Center.
Super Center.
That's it, baby.
That's it. Yeah. Waiting for it.
Oh, hey, if I do it, do I get it?
Yeah, you can have it.
Hold on.
All right, it's done. It's over.
Is it me?
No, it's not you.
Come on, man. I really want this shirt.
His name is Tyson Cahill from Redwood City, California. Hey.
Wow.
Hey, I'm not shipping it to
Tyson?
I'm not shipping it to you. It's too far. No. Tyson, dude, good stuff. You want a Bad Rabbits T-shirt. And I'm not going to... These T-shirts are legit, man. They're really nice. So, you want...
They're just so soft, you know?
They're
like,
soft, and me and Tetra are looking at... We're holding it right now. But for the other people, the next... 10 people, I'm deleting it. I'm deleting everybody right now. I'm stopping it. I'm putting a close on it because we're putting a new word. The next, because we have a couple CDs, and then we have, like, literally, like, 50 stickers. Well, not 50, I lied. We have, like, 10 stickers.
Uh-huh.
So the next 12 people to do it, we'll write back to you guys, and we'll send it to you if you guys win something. So the secret word for that is going to be up. That's it.
Mm.
Up. Like the movie Up. That's all you got to do.
U-P.
That's UPE. No, type in UP. 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 No, just type in up and you guys will get the stickers of CD. But hurry up. It's probably done already. I mean, we got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 10. Two more people. That's it. But guys, today's been a good show, man. I like coming back. You know, I miss this. You feel me?
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes you don't miss things. And sometimes you do, and it's one of those times.
But sometimes I miss it, you know?
Yeah, I miss it a lot.
I want to say, this new Lady Gaga song is out, Judas. Tetra, have you heard it? Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, I've actually, it's pretty good.
I'm going to play it real quick. I just want you guys to hear this techno beat. Like, it gets inside of me. Hold on, I'm going to play it real quick. Hold on. Here we go.
right there, that I'm telling you, it gets inside of me.
Like, I think she copied me, though, because that's how I talk regularly.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know, after the show, I'm like, I'm gonna take a shower, you know? Like,
I'm
I just do that for fun.
Yeah, I feel you, you know?
Wow. All right, guys. You know, so...
Wow, always dirtying it up. I gotta go. Nah, guys, but today's been a good show. I really appreciate it. And there's this new thing. If you guys go to our blogtalkradio.com/TetraMiranda,
okay,
on our thing now, you'll see our picture, Bad Rabbit's picture, Van's Warped Tour picture. Each, it's like a huge screen now, and it just shows pictures of the show. It's really tight, I'm telling you. I mean, Jim set it up. It's really, really nice. So you guys check that out.
Is it really nice?
It's really nice with the side of pickles, you feel me?
Okay. Okay.
I don't know what?
What?
Guys, we're trying to put the Bad Rabbits out there. We have like 2 minutes left on the show, but we're gonna play this out on the song, okay? It's called "Can't Back Down." I mean, by the Bad Rabbits. You guys know this is Dr. Bones. Tomorrow we'll come back with another show, maybe do some prank calls.
Hey, you know we're gonna do what we do tomorrow.
Do
it's your boy
sense,
Tetra.
You know? All right, this is Dr. Bones. This song's called "Can't Back Down." So Tetra, don't kick him off yet. Give him a couple minutes to hear the song, and then
nope.
Then Buddha.
Nope.
But nope. Kick off 1,000 people. No. This is called "Can't Back Down," Bad Rabbit. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Judah.